Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Welcome to the Tortoise Credit Podcast for the 6th of June, 2017. I'm Graham Allen, Senior International Portfolio Manager for Tortoise Credit Strategies. For anyone watching the America's Cup right now, you can only marvel at the advancement of sailing technology in the AC-72 America's Cup boats, known as foils, that are being used by all the teams. These vessels, when finely tuned, can reach speeds of 50 miles an hour in winds of only a quarter of the speed. It is truly kinetic poetry. However, the trick is that everything has to be perfectly tuned to achieve these speeds, and even then the experience is only fleeting. Today, that analogy could be used for the U.S. bond markets in that we are enjoying healthy growth, low inflation, and yields among the highest in the developed markets around the world. Perfect conditions, at least for now. Clearly, it may not last, but it is reasonable to ask if these are the best of times for U.S. corporate bonds, are they under any near-term threat? Despite a widespread feeling earlier in the year that interest rates would go higher, the reality is that in the U.S., interest rates have remained relatively range-bound, while economic conditions continue to improve both globally and in the U.S. Let's look at why this is a great environment for U.S. bonds, especially corporate bonds, at least for the time being. As of the end of May, the Bloomberg Barclays Aggregate Bond Index achieved a total return of plus 2.38% year-to-date. Given the widespread concern about rising interest rates at the beginning of the year, this was probably a higher return than most expected. So what can we expect for the remainder of the year? Well, we'll briefly discuss three things: growth, inflation, and yields. Judging by fundamental data reported so far this year, there appears to be an acceptance that a global growth recovery is well underway. This is in response to a combination of monetary and fiscal stimulus implemented last year and this year around the globe. In addition to that, the result of the U.S. election buoyed confidence in anticipation of pro-growth policies being enacted in the U.S. starting in 2017. So far, the progress of actual legislation has been somewhat challenged, although confidence remains high. Despite a mature credit cycle, these conditions generally should continue to improve credit quality and be supportive of prices in the U.S. corporate bond markets. Outside of the U.S., there's clearly a concerted recovery underway. Large countries like Russia and Brazil are finally emerging from recession, and in mature economies such as the Eurozone, Japan, and China, we are clearly seeing an acceleration of growth. Indeed, Chinese monetary authorities are taking actions to slow the rate of growth to a more manageable level in China, which is not surprising given that the first quarter nominal GDP in China was 11.8%. I do emphasize that that was nominal GDP before adjusting for inflation. Chinese actions included raising short-term interest rates and strengthening the renminbi currency. Interestingly, both of these actions are bond-friendly as they encourage global disinflation. Here in the U.S., I would say actual data has been less convincing of a recovery, but nevertheless positive. The Purchasing Managers Index, PMI, is presently running at plus 54. Anything over 50 implies growth and is a good measure of business confidence. U.S. growth is on track to accelerate to between 2 to 3% in 2017. Perhaps the most positive economic outlook is best supported by the strength in the U.S. stock market, which has recently hit an all-time high. However, future optimism in the U.S. could be dependent on the rate of economically positive legislation actually enacted. It may be a while before that happens. So from a fundamental perspective, therefore, it looks as though for the time being, credit conditions will continue to improve. Now let's look at the inflation environment. Although the expectation is that inflation will rise, the reality is that the data does not yet support this. In fact, the PCE, which is the main inflation indicator studied by the Federal Reserve, actually declined from 1.6% to 1.5% in its last report. Elsewhere, commodity prices have generally been soft, driven by lower oil prices, as well as iron ore and copper, which have also experienced a correction from the recent highs seen earlier in the year. The reason for the recent commodity price declines could be technical. And by that, I mean not necessarily demand-driven, but driven by the technicalities of production. Nevertheless, they will offset other inflation pressures in the pipeline, such as wages. There has been some uptick in wage costs in the US, although as yet this has not crept into the headline inflation data. Wages do, however, remain a notable risk going forward, especially in the US. Having said that, with a reasonable level of growth, it appears for the time being that rising inflation is somewhat absent from the near-term outlook and could explain why generally global interest rates have been stable to declining. Finally, although low by historic standards, US rates remain attractive on a global basis. Firstly, the entire US yield curve has a positive yield, unlike much of the short end of Europe and Japan. Secondly, the US has the highest 10-year yield in the G7 by a wide margin. For example, as of the 5th of June 2017, compared to plus 2.18% yield on the US 10-year Treasury bond, Germany is at 0.27%, Japan's at 0.05%, and Canada is at 1.41%. This means that in a yield-starved world, there is still demand for US bonds, even if yields feel particularly low. In fact, the Chinese authorities have indicated that they are once again prepared to buy US treasuries after a hiatus, as they judge that the assets are becoming more attractive than other sovereign debt. So in summary, for the time being, US bond market is sailing well and enjoying a sunny day. But as we all know, the weather can change. Thank you for listening, and we hope you found this useful.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.